Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
How's it hanging, ladies and folks? My name is Chris R.R. Bauzo, and this is my show. You're about to hear the latest and greatest installment of my ongoing sword and sorcery sci-fi narrative. A story written, read, performed, and edited, all with your ear holes in mind. So don't even concern yourself with going back to catch up quite yet, because this episode, like every episode, just so happens to be the perfect jumping on point. Don't mind that little part two in the title. That's not important. What is important is all I need you to do right now is sit back, relax, and allow me to unfurl the wizard scroll. Scarletta skulked into a particularly familiar-looking abode, one she had been well acquainted with all throughout her childhood years. Though the sweet aroma of freshly baked pies, the warmth of a crackling hearth, and the soft, harmonious tones of her parents' singing had long since been replaced by encroaching vines, grasses, moss, and the unmistakable stench of raccoon piss. She did her best to keep her composure as she tiptoed around the slumbering settlements of raccoons that had taken up residence here, in the place that was once her home. She stealthily slinked to the middle of the humble little three-room abode, and peeled back the thick layer of moss presently carpeting the floor. And it was here that she found what she sought, right where it had always been. Her hazel-hewn, fire-hardened eyes twinkling with a melancholy delight as her gaze fell upon the cast-iron chest she had just unearthed from its spot beneath the floorboards. The one her father had always warned was only to be opened in case of an emergency. So she brushed away the thick layer of dust, dirt, and detritus off the padlock top and punched in the secret pin.
6969.
And lo, miraculously, there it was, in pristine condition no less. Her father's most prized possession, his magnum opus, a bow of his own design, the culmination of decades spent honing his craft. She gingerly took it up in both hands and added it to her inventory as her eyes fell upon something else within the chest. A small scroll tied up with a simple strand of ribbon. Unfurling the scroll revealed her mother's famous bumbleberry pie recipe, the one that had made all of Ashtown go gaga every spring, when the bumbleberry bushes would begin to bloom and blossom and bear their fruits. A recipe with a secret ingredient so secret that not even her father nor herself had ever been clued in to the mystery. Indeed, she had believed this particular pie to be lost forever following her mother's untimely skeletonification. But now, against all odds, she finally had the opportunity to learn that secret formula for herself.
Sriracha? I never would have guessed.
So there she sat, emotion swelling up inside as she looked down upon these artifacts, these heirlooms. The last vestiges of the Questman familial line aside from Scarletta herself. She did her best to steel her nerves in the face of these findings, clutching her newfound inheritance in shaking hands gone white, just as she heard Crystal Everfall amble into the abode.
Scar? You in here? I just wanted to...
Just grabbing some pre-game loot before, you know, real quick. Check it. Family bow, family recipe, all right here under the family floorboards.
Oh, so this must be your old house.
Yeah, a lot of good memories here, and then one really bad one.
Right, so I just came down here to let you know that brunch is ready. Babe, you all right?
Let's see. I've returned to the place where I watched my mother get turned into a skeleton, my father get mauled inside out by a demon squirrel, and then the miscellaneous murders of every other person that I have ever known. No, I am not all right.
Oh, come here. It's okay. Let it all out. I know this place must be hard to come back to, but you need to remember why we're here. Now breathe in with me. In and out. Yeah, beautiful, babe. Now tell me, why did we come out here to the Wizard Tower?
We're on a fetch quest for Shmo. He needs mana to help power the ship.
Scar, you know this isn't just an old regular fetch quest. This is a fetch quest for vengeance. We're here to make sure that piece of wizard shit burns for what he did to both of us. And Shmo. And Wrong Half, too. The time for tears will come soon, my dear. But not yet. Not here, and not now.
You're right. I love you.
I love you too, Scar. Now let's eat. You know what they say about questing on an empty stomach.
Don't do it.
We pan in through the tree line of the Tiger Woods, down to the large clearing where our perilous pair of heroines and their half-man, half-horse companion made their play. The Wizard Tower, the enigmatic granite structure that seemed to scrape the sky itself, stood before them, loomed menacingly above the party as if aware of their presence, aware of the dire deed they were to soon carry out. And it was here where the trio set to work on the veritable feast of a brunch Kristall had whipped up in the interim. We're talking fried eggs, spit-roasted merkmunks on a stick, a variety of nuts and berries, wizard flakes, and even some avocado toast as well.
You hunted, gathered, cooked, and prepared all of this in the time that it took me to walk over yonder to my house?
Well, kinda. Wrong Half helped.
And I helped!
How did he... Anyway... It looks delicious. Let's dig in.
After quite the unforgettable brunch-in, the trio suited up for a good old-fashioned dungeon crawl. Kristall sharpened, polished, and sheathed her force-pull dagger into its scabbard on her hip. Then she reached into the bag of holding strapped to her other hip and retrieved her candy cane-striped magic wand from within. The one which glowed with a faint pine-green aura as she grasped it with her cybernetic fingers. She loosened the bag's strap and handed it to Scarletta, who presently reached in and removed her golden gauntlets of 10x strength, her fully loaded quiver, as well as her handy-dandy laser blaster.
Goddamn, Scar. You've been packing heat this whole time?
Come on, babe. You know I always keep that motherfucking thing on me.
Kristall looked over at Wrong Half ponderously for a moment before digging deep into the pocket dimension that was her bag. After no small effort, she finally located her plaid scarf of super fast running, which she now wrapped snug around the reverse centaur's waist neck. Way past cool!
What you say, Scar? You think we're missing anything?
Actually, yeah, I almost forgot. I had Shmo pack us these super sweet Kevlar armor exosuits as well.
What the fuck is Kevlar?
Well, I have no idea. But let me tell you, it is the most lightweight, comfortable thing I have ever worn, and apparently it's also 10x stronger than tempered steel.
What? No shot.
I shot you not. Now exosuit up, you twat. We're gonna need all the protection we can get. Oh, hey, there's a Kevlar thong in here as well. What do you say, Wrong Half? You want it?
Oh boy, would I? And so Scarletta handed it to the reverse centaur, who, I remind you, has been stark nude this whole time. Frank and Bean swinging and swaying in the warm summer breeze, au naturel style. But now this Kevlar garment lay across the bridge of his nose, and he crossed his eyes down upon it confoundedly. Can one of you gals help me put this on? No hands, remember?
Sure. 1, 2, 3, nosies!
Nosies! Ah, fuck.
And after a brief but horrifying costume change, the trio was ready to delve into the depths of the wizard's basement. The party, ever vigilant, stepped into the Wizard Tower's lobby, with its cold stone walls, floor, and stairs, its cobwebs galore, its chilling darkness. Nary a throw rug to be seen. The staircase spiraled up and up and up to the penthouse suite, the one which our heroines had already picked clean of all useful trinkets some months before. So Crystal and Scarletta's attention was instead drawn to the large, inconspicuous stone hatch in the center of the floor.
Well, this inconspicuous stone hatch must be our way down. Nothing a little 10-times strength can't handle. Scar?
Allow me.
Well, it's now or never, gang. Let's do this.
The party found themselves in a large man cave of a basement. And let me tell you, this place had it all. Pool table, beverage cooler filled with spiked seltzers and other such refreshments, a mini bar, jukebox, dartboard, giant-ass magic rectangle, all the tellings of a man cave.
Huh. Who would have thought? It's just a normal-ass basement. You see any glowing green slime around here?
No, but check out this big old shelf of movie scrolls. Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Scar, be careful. Babe, you okay?
Whoa, how long was I out for?
You haven't been out at all. It's been like 2 seconds.
You're telling me I just watched that whole movie in 2 seconds? No way, that's dope.
Whoa, I wanna try.
Check this shit out.
Come on, we can't get distracted now, guys. We need to find the mana well. Now where to look? Under this rug, maybe?
How to train your worm. Too orc, too furious. Will Ferrell's elf. Fear and Loathing in Wangtown. Damn, who knew old Assy was such a movie buff?
He has all 3 Lord of the Blings movies! And they're the XXX Tended Editions, too!
For the love of baby goblin Jesus on Christmas Eve, guys! We're on a mission here! What is up with you? Snap out of it, Scar! Talk to me!
Crystal, I can't stop. These wizard scrolls are too tantalizing to resist! Babe, you gotta check this out. It's the Wizard Scroll of Oz, but with the dark side of the dual moons playing in the background. It syncs up so well, you gotta see it to believe it.
Well, I suppose a few 2-second-long movies couldn't hurt. Well, I think that's all of them. Now what?
Well, obviously we came here to... We came here for something, right?
I forgot!
Yeah. Actually, like, what the fuck are we even doing here? Let's go home.
Yeah, bet.
Wait!
What is it, wrong half?
There's one more scroll left!
Oh, fuck yes. Let's see. This one's called Quest to the Wizard's Basement Part 2. Huh. What an oddly specific title.
Oh, that's right! The Mana Well. Fucking doy.
And so, the women in Wrong Half descended this dimly lit stone staircase leading down, 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 forever down, to a bloody heck hole of the wizard's own design.
Wait, who am I?
The door slammed shut behind them, and in an instant, they were engulfed in total darkness.
Damn, son. It's dark enough down here to make your mama say, "Boys, I can't see fucking shit."
Tell me about it. I can't even see my own dinged robot hand held out in front of my face.
Oh, wow, me neither.
Wrong half, you don't have hands.
Exactly.
Everyone, stay close. Maybe there's a light switch around here somewhere.
Right behind you, babe. Jeez, slow down a little bit, eh, Crystal? We don't even know where we're going.
Star? Why are you so far away?
Wait a minute. If you're over there, then whose hand am I holding?
No. God, shit. Ass. Fuck. Where did she go?
Aw, jeez, don't worry, Crystal. We'll find her. They couldn't have gone far. How many times has this happened to you? You're looking for a decent voice actor to really bring your script to life, and you end up with guys like this.
Hold on, let me deep throat my microphone real quick.
My mouth noises. So,
hi, Billy Mays here with a fantastic new service that's taken the voice acting world by storm. Introducing the Wizard Scroll line of services, now available on Fiverr. If you're in need of professional grade voice acting for podcasts, cartoons, YouTube videos, reels, shorts, musicals, and more, then boy do I know the perfect guy for you. If you've heard any of the content Chris has put out over the past 3 years or so, then you already know the kind of quality your boy can deliver. So if you need fast, reliable service from a guy who gives a goddamn, get yourself to Fiverr.com today.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And as Crystal and Wronghaft stood there ponderously for a moment longer, the torches lining this chamber's walls all lit themselves spontaneously, illuminating the space with their large, flickering green flames.
I don't know. I think maybe the green flames might be taking it just a little too far.
Yeah, talk about overkill!
Crystal quickly took stock of the grand hall she now found herself in, complete with checkerboard floors, large ornate marble columns, and its walls adorned with bowling alley carpeting.
Ooh, swanky.
And so aside from the passage back whence the party came, which was now barricaded shut, there's a door off to the side. It's a real tiny-looking door. It's suspicious in the alcove off to the side. And then you got this other door off to the other side that's kind of big, kind of ornate, kind of like, this is probably where the plot progresses, so... Out of those two, where do you say we go?
She's like, I don't know. How about, you know what? Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Catch a gremlin by the toe. This way.
All right, small door it is. Lead the way.
They open the door and step inside, and they enter what appears to be a normal janitor's closet.
What the? Who the?
But before anyone could react in a meaningful way, the entire room was filled to the brim with a thick, aromatic haze, the likes of which would make your mama say, "Damn, Holmes!" And our protagonists become super de-duper stoned.
Oh my god! Oh,
wait, what were we doing?
I see smells! Oh my god, I'm gonna throw up!
You look funny.
Then the door slams back open, and two little fucking weird-looking giggling homunculi show up.
Oh my god, they kind of look like Azatas, but weird.
Just when you thought he couldn't get any uglier.
Let's get him! These must be the bastards that took your friend!
Oh, then it's on.
Super-duper nut-kick attack, go!
Well, that was easier than I expected.
Oh, wow, yeah, they didn't really put up much of a fight at all.
Crystal and Wronghaft meander their way from one side of the hall to the other, and you open the door. It's a nice, ornate-looking door. Like, this is probably where the plot's gonna be at, right? So you open the door, and holy fucking shit, this room was adorned with gold, gems, rubies, the whole shebang. Also in this room, there's a large treasure chest, a locked door of some kind, a lever with a big obvious sign on it that's saying, hey, pull for treasure.
Well, that's obviously, I'm not touching that lever.
But it says to turn it on.
But, like, this is Azatas the Wise we're talking about. He's gonna... There's gotta be a trap, right? Like, we're right here in the first room of the dungeon. Can't be that easy.
I don't know. I don't know if he's that smart. And I don't see any other way out.
All right, your funeral.
And then as you pull the lever... foghorns go off, sirens, a big fucking timer starts counting down.
Yeah, I really don't. I would not recommend you keep this lever pulled, Crystal. You should.
What? I can't hear what you're saying.
Unpull the lever.
I think that I probably shouldn't have pulled that lever. I'm going to unpull the lever because I don't think I probably should have pulled it.
Let's get out of this room. Let's go back to that main hallway. I don't like the vibes in here.
Yeah, there's definitely something wrong with this room. And I don't see my girl, so let's keep looking.
Oh, wow, look at this even gianter door right here in the middle. Wow, how do we not see this?
Please, it smells like shit in here. Ah!
What was that?
I have no idea.
I can't fucking breathe, man.
Crystal, I don't have arms. You gotta open it.
I don't know. Should we?
Please, I'll help you progress in the plot, I swear. It just smells like farts in here. I can't fucking breathe, man.
Maybe you should stop farting.
I do it when I'm scared. I can't help it.
All right, fine. Okay.
Hi. I'm Daniel. Who are you?
Well, I'm Crystal, and this is...
Hi, I'm Wrong Half.
Oh, my God. You're an abomination.
Hey. We don't say that out loud.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, so, anyway, I'm trying to find my girlfriend, Scarletta. Have you seen her?
Oh, we don't get many chicks down here anymore.
Yeah, okay, but, like, she's down here.
Yeah, we heard some, like, evil laughter as she was snatched, and then she just disappeared.
So, where would she be if she was down here?
Oh, I think one of the guards took her then. You guys, like, breaking in or something? They'll do that.
I mean, we came down here for the mana well, but now our friend's missing.
Well, I guess I could help you find her. I don't really know where exactly she'd be, but like it's definitely a ways away. They usually kill me when they're bored or it's Tuesday, or they're playing the game. You know the one. Then I just kind of resurrect in this box right here.
Resurrected?
It's cheaper than rent. Oh, I actually did see Azatas in here earlier. He was a bit weird, though.
Wait, what? Yeah. In here?
I mean, he comes down every now and then.
I thought he was in space!
Well, I mean...
Like, how long ago? Where did you see him exactly? And how long has it been that he left?
I don't know if he left. No, he was just here. He was acting a bit weird. Not like usual weird Azatas. Just kind of like squid, I guess. Kind of aggressive.
Well, then it's time to go fishing.
There you go.
The party returns to that original treasure chest room with the lever and such.
Daniel, I don't know what the deal with this room is. It looks real sus. Like, what do you think?
Oh, it's, yeah, it's it just supposed to, like, freak out a little bit. Like, slow you down and buy time for... You know, who's really else is down here, you know, it's, it just slows you down. There's nothing to it. Just pull a lever.
All right, so pull it then.
Okay.
And then the fucking foghorns resume. The countdown timer comes back on. We all just sit here and wait 30 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2,
Oh, it also kills 1. Me sometimes.
Oh my God!
Oh my fucking God! Ew!
He's everywhere!
It's all over me!
It's all red everywhere! Oh my God!
I think I got some in my mouth. Gross.
But hey, look! The treasure chest's open!
And lo, inside the chest was a trio of treasures, the likes of which our party very much needed. In there, there's a 1-ounce vial of mana for Crystal, a pair of spiky cleats for Wrong Half, and a cheeseburger for Daniel.
Like, hey, Crystal, can you help me put these shoes on? These are real neat.
Hey, guys, I'm back. It's like buck-ass nude and like dripping. Hey, a cheeseburger.
Maybe we shouldn't be eating mysterious food from the evil dungeon.
She said as she grabbed a 1 ounce vial of mana from the chest and downed it.
Hey, actually, that's not bad at all.
30 milliliters of mana acquired.
Well, there's the next door right over here. I guess the lever opened that up too.
Crystal, wrong half, and this guy.
That's me.
Yeah, they make their way to the next room in this here dungeon.
Who dares approach the Riddle Master of the Wizard's Keep? Oh, hey, Daniel.
Hi. Do you still have that $20 that I lent you like a month ago?
No, I do not have that $20. I think I riddled it away somewhere. Now, what are these other interlopers doing in my domain?
Some of your creatures stole my girlfriend, and I'm trying to find her.
Indeed. And what do you expect me to do about it?
Let us through to that door you're guarding, perhaps?
A tall order. Perhaps I shall let you pass. But only if you answer my riddles four or something.
Riddles?
Indeed.
I don't know, Crystal. I'm not very good at riddles.
And these riddles have a twist to them. You see, you may have noticed this room is getting warmer and redder and full of more semi-liquid stone than you might care to enjoy. I have set this room to be drowned in lava. If you take too long to answer my riddles, 5 maybe-ish.
Yeah, so start the damn riddles. Yes, come on.
So you acknowledge that the riddles are happening?
Yes, I get that the riddles are happening. Can we just do the fucking riddles?
This'll make sense later, anyways. Alright, first riddle, here we go. I move forward, but never backwards. Yet I never truly leave. I can be spent, but never earned. What am I?
Time?
That was a hard one. All right. I can heal all wounds, but I also have the power to hurt. I'm something you can't control, yet you've always been aware of. What am I?
It's, the Mega Bear.
No, Daniel, it is not the Mega Bear.
Is this one also time?
Yes. Damn. You guys are good. All right. I fly without wings, and I cannot be seen. But I am always there. I am valuable.
It's time. It's time again.
Okay. You're gonna just guess all my answers before I even finish the question. How do you know?
Oh, the last three were also time.
Okay. And? What does that mean? Oh, does that mean the next one's time? Go ahead. Guess the next one.
All right, another one then.
Oh, you sure you don't have the answer for me?
Cannot say that I do.
I'm sure this next one's gonna be real good.
Yeah, there we go.
Meanwhile, like, the lava's really starting to pile up, and Daniel's like, guys, it's getting pretty hot in here. I think we're gonna die.
Yeah, my feet are getting real hot here.
Listen, buddy, unless you want me to take off all my clothes, then we need to go ahead and get this done.
Nice. I am the force that ages us all. Turning babies into adults and adults.
Oh my god, it's time again!
It's time again. Let us
You through. Guys! Alright, that was right. Okay, you were right that time. Sure you don't want me to finish the riddle because it's a good one. I like that one.
No.
I'll just finish that riddle.
No.
It turns adults into memories.
Next riddle, please!
Okay, fine. I am a river that flows without ceasing, carrying forward into the unknown.
Oh my god!
It's fucking time! God damn it!
Wrong hand. Fucking snaps.
I'm going to murder this guy.
Okay. Lightning round. Quick answers only.
Time.
What?
Time.
Time. What time for what? Time for what?
The answer's gonna be time!
How do you know?
Because every other answer has been time. And I'm running out of it.
Okay, here we go. Fill in the blank. What blank is it?
It's time! Please let us by!
I'm not hearing an answer.
Time!
Daniel's like, it's time!
Oh, okay, Daniel got that one. 1 point for Daniel. You guys better keep up. All right, what is ELO's 11th studio album?
Time!
It hasn't even been invented yet. How do you guys even know that one? Oh, would you look at the blank?
Time!
Some blank, plural. Hmm? I feel like staying in bed all day and, you know, maybe getting some ice cream. I'm just, like, too sweaty to move around, you know?
This isn't even a riddle!
It's just a statement.
Did you fill in the blank? I didn't hear an answer.
It's times.
Okay, all right. To do it right, you gotta take your blank.
I am going to take my time ripping out your spine.
If you do not let me get by and find my girlfriend.
Your answer's way too long. It was just a one-word answer. Ha! That's a wrong answer. Now you gotta answer 5 more riddles.
Oh my god, fine.
All right. This lightning round sure is taking a long blank.
Time.
Just resign to it, eh? Stop that. Now is not the blank for foolishness.
Time.
It is blank to get some new material.
Time.
Don't you wish you could go back in blank and kick the shit out of me?
Time. And yes.
But you can't do that because blank magic is illegal.
Time.
Okay. You're doing pretty good. Final riddle. What am I stalling for?
Oh, this fucking piece of shit!
Yes!
Time out!
Wait, what?
Everything stopped. Time stopped. Daniel, wrong half, the riddle master himself, the lava rising up. Everything slowed to a crawl as Chris Stahl looked around to see, yes, indeed, she had stopped time.
Holy shit, that worked!
She grabs her traveling companions, walks right up to the Time Master and gives him a fucking kick in the leg for good measure as she walks past, making sure to drop the Time Riddler off right above the lava pit as she walks by.
Time in.
Rude.
The party traverses through to the next room, only to be confronted by 4 of these little abominations, these as-it-has animal hybrids, but with poop and fucking limbs sticking out in weird angles and elbows where there should be fucking wrists and shit. Oh, oh my god, one of them's a spider!
Dude, one of them's got a fly for a head. Oh god, please don't eat me again!
And they fucking, they dogpile Daniel instantly and fucking murder the fuck
no.
out of him.
Oh god, it's puking on me. Oh, it's melting me.
Oh shit!
Did not see that coming.
I did!
Same.
Give me a second. I'm pulling up a D6. All right, Crystal, this is your first roll. I'm rolling right now. You rolled a 5.
5. Go me.
Crystal fucking slashes forward with her force pull dagger, and she's just fucking going up close and personal with the nearest homunculus. This one in particular has like monkey ears and a monkey tail, and he's furry and shit. But he's got that same old beard, that same old hat, just reminds you as it has the wise. So you just want to fucking slash that shit up into a fucking bloody mess of ribbons.
Yeah.
Daniel's dead, so it's wrong half's turn. He rolls the die as well. He got a 3. So he runs up to another homunculus, and he just fucking gives him a good old nut kick right to the nuts. And it kind of hurts him, but not hurt enough, because now the fucking homunculus, he's rearing back. He's about to slice at wrong half. Oh my god! Crystal rolls again, and she gets a fucking... She gets a 2, so she...
Oh, good.
What are you doing over there?
She gets puked on by the insect as it has again.
Yeah, like she sliced the insect open and the fucking acid comes out and she takes damage, I guess. We're not really doing that,
like,
but
why
yeah.
Why are we playing a role-playing game? What is happening?
Yeah, right?
Like, come here, you little gross bug. Ow! Gross! Ew! What the fuck is this stuff even on me? It burns!
That one fly as it has does... It is a lethal blow for him, but yeah, and Crystal, her clothes are a little singed now.
I really like that shirt.
And Daniel's like ogling through the holes of some kind. It's real, real creepy. Oh, and Daniel's dead at this point, but yeah, he will in a minute.
He's like decomposing, but he's also kind of looking up.
Ew.
Like, it could be written off as like, oh, his head just rolled that way when he died. But like, maybe...
Right. Wrong half. He makes the next attack. 5. And so, as that one creature rears back to deliver that powerful swing, Wrong half deftly ducks out of the way and gives him a fucking flying upside down bicycle kick to the jaw. His fucking head just pops off and just flies across the frame. As Crystal rears back and prepares her next attack, she rolls a 2 again.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
She is being chased by the two remaining creatures. She's getting chased by them and she trips.
Oh, they're on top of me! Wrong half! Oh my god, they're gonna kill me!
Don't worry, m'lady! I'll help you out! And he rolls a 6! He rolls a fucking crit! Well, hidey-ho! Hey there! Wrong half does the fabled double nut kick. He does like a kangaroo kick, kicks both creatures in the nuts simultaneously, and they both explode into guts and gore and probably also shit. And the monsters are defeated. Right as Daniel walks back in.
Oh, hey guys. Hey Daniel.
He's dead. The dead body's like, oh, what's up?
Just, like, looking at his own corpse.
Yeah,
like,
that's creepy.
That's kind of surreal, man. What'd I miss?
Oh, we killed all those guys!
Oh, good.
Some of the acid got on Crystal's clothes.
Yeah, I noticed. Oh, yeah, so, the Manawell, it's... I think it should be around here. Like, here.
Oh, really? Well, let's go through this next door and look at it then, huh? And then the party opens the door, and immediately they slip, and they fall. And they just, like, it's just a giant glass bowl full of water. And they just fall right into it. And they're flushed down, down, down to the depths of the Bong Water Bog. Next time on the Wizard Scroll. Thanks for tuning in to me screaming about wizards for a half hour. If you're still here, odds are that you've enjoyed what you just heard and are fucking amped for that good old part 3. Well, let me tell you, we've got some even better shit in store for the next one, so sit back, relax, and stay tuned, ladies and folks. In the meantime, if you haven't already, now would probably be the perfect opportunity to go back, check out all the previous episodes of the show, and catch yourself up for that next good old episode that's going to drop here real soon to an RSS feed near you. Finally, to all my Wizard Scrolls super fans out there, I have a dastardly little device for you. It's called the fucking 5-star button. Give me that review, give me that rate, give me that 5-star, and if you give me a good old review, I might read it right here on the show. Let me check, actually. I haven't checked if there's new reviews yet. If I open up... Has there been a new one? What have we here on good old Podcast Addict? Umbreal Shadow just dropped a brand new review. I'm gonna give it a good old read right now. What do you say? Great podcast if you love epic storytelling and comedy on another level. Chris really pours his heart and soul into making this fun-filled, action-packed podcast a listener's treat. Thank you for the review, Mr. Umbreal Shadow. Anyway, word of mouth is how this show can continue to grow. So share the shit out of it with everyone you know. And until next time, bye.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Are you there?
I think I'm getting something.
Why are you recording?
For science.
Did you hear that?
We're a little off schedule. Maybe it's the aliens.
I'm studying electromagnetic phenomena and anomalies.
I don't think losing people is scary, I just... don't want to do it anymore.
Just together we...
Radio check, who's this?
I didn't do it!
You never do anything!
We should still be secure.
Are you safe?
The walkies again.
Who are you?
Comfort.
I am not doing it on purpose.
You can't bullshit.
I am not doing it on purpose.
Stop. Stop.
Oh, God. I don't like this. I don't like this.
What the hell was that?
I'm not supposed to know that. We're supposed to be innocent.
I feel an ending coming.
Oracle, a sci-fi anthology podcast set in the not-so-distant future. Season 2, Transmission, available in bi-monthly episode releases starting July 1st, 2023. Or listen now to Season 1, Iris, wherever you get your podcasts.